Okay, so we start with what happened yesterday. After some days of demonstrations and thousands of people camping on the square, on Tahrir Square in Cairo, yesterday we heard that there started heavy clashes, violent clashes. So maybe you can tell us how did this happen? How did this start? What happened that it became so violent?
All right. I will start speaking about earlier thing. 2 days ago, Mubarak had a speech at around 10-11 p.m. our time. His speech was more like passionate, trying to target the people's emotions. 10 hours after that, we found demonstrations that are pro-Mubarak on TV, and they were heading towards Tahrir Square.
Yes.
They came in, and as you might know, we don't have any weapons in Tahrir Square. Everybody gets checked for their IDs, for the weapons, everything. So we don't have any weapons, and then they came in, some with camels and horses, and most of them, if not all of them, actually have weapons. As you might also know, we really didn't have so many injuries until Saturday. But yesterday, in 15 minutes, we had more than 150 people injured. And we had two serious cases that went to the hospital, and one death, one person died. Later on, we started to defend ourselves. The military didn't engage almost in anything. We started to defend ourselves with the stones, throwing stones on them, and they started throwing stones on us. And we were able to kick them out of the Tahrir Square. And we had, according to the doctor here, we had more than 2,000 injured people. And I think in total, like two died in total, or three. They attacked us with weapons, with stones. They had our gas tanks that we were able to collect them, and we collected, so we were able to arrest some of them. When they're injured, we take them to hospitalize them. And when we arrested some of them, many of those were actually from the NDP or from working as police in the National Security Department in Egypt. We have their IDs, and we have the prisoners themselves. So it seems like there was everything was prepared before Mubarak's speech. The Mubarak speech targeted that people in Egypt would have two different opinions, and then he can send the same terrorism kind of politics.
So yesterday, when it all started, so there the people that supported Mubarak that came from came towards Tahrir Square and started to attack. They were already armed. They already had weapons and already attacked the people on Tahrir Square. Or they just did some demonstrations around the square, like supporting Mubarak, just shouting, or they straight started to attack the people.
As you might have seen on the television as well, they came in with extreme violence. There was no peaceful demonstration. As soon as they came in, they started beating people, and which was something that's expected. But what we didn't expect, that they would have weapons. I mean, you can have a demonstration, but it must be peaceful. And they didn't abide by this rule. And that's what we're trying to do all the time. If anything happens, we say it's our revolution or our demonstration is peaceful, and we keep repeating Silmeya, which means peaceful.
So this night,
and as you might hear now, you can hear some loud sounds. This is actually people getting prepared for more of Mubarak supporters to come with more weapons, so we have to fight here.
Yeah.
And that's the system here in Tahrir Square.
Yeah. Maybe you can tell us, we heard today that in the night and also just some hours before, there was heavy gunfire heard around Tahrir Square, and it was said that pro-Mubarak forces attacked people on Tahrir Square in the night at 3 o'clock, and 2 hours before now with a machine gun or automatic weapons, and there were some dead. You can confirm this?
Well, what happened until 3 in the morning, until 3 a.m. in the morning, there was nobody shot. There was nobody injured by a shot from a gun or a weapon. There wasn't. But at around 4:35, 10 people got shot, 5 fell dead by a sniper gun.
Okay.
And this I cannot confirm because I did not see by my eyes, but all the doctors confirmed that.
Okay.
That those people were shot from a long distance and they died right away.
Okay. So what was the reaction of the army? We heard that now the army started like a little bit to confront the pro-Mubarak forces, like they drove in that direction with the tanks just after the gunfire was heard. So you see some action by the army to protect you, to protect the demonstrators?
The army did not engage in anything yesterday except for shooting two or like some fires in the air so that the pro-Mubarak supporters wouldn't come in some parts, but they did not engage in anything else. They didn't engage in anything.
And the last 2 hours now, there was a change in the actions of the army after the gunfire?
Today, they're more supportive. Today, they are more, a bit more, but not really like taking a side. They are not really taking anybody's side.
Okay. So
I think it's clear. I can't say that the whole army. I think it's more individualistic thing that the soldiers and the police officers from the army see the violence that's coming from pro-Mubarak side as opposed to the side that is against Mubarak, and that's what's happening. They sympathize with the people that are trying to make it as peaceful as they can.
Okay, so maybe you can ask two things about the actual situation right now. Is there still a gunfire heard, or are there still attacks by pro-Mubarak forces? We heard that from Cobra Kathra Neil there was heavy gunfire. Is there still any attacks right now? And what about the numbers? How many people, how many demonstrators are on Tahrir Square right now? And what do you think, how many pro-Mubarak forces are surrounding Tahrir Square right now?
Okay, well, first, I did not hear any gunshots myself.
Okay.
I cannot confirm that this happened. Second, we are about, let's say, between, because I'm really bad at estimating the number of people, but between 30 to 50,000 people against Mubarak.
Okay.
Pro-Mubarak wouldn't exceed 2,000. And they are spread all over. I wouldn't say even 2,000, maybe less.
Okay, but you can't see. It's like you have the feeling, you know, that on the streets leading to Tahrir Square, you are surrounded on many sides by this pro-Mubarak forces, but there is not eye-to-eye contact.
Yeah, no, there is no eye-to-eye contact. We've used all the blocks. We've made blocks against them so that when they throw stones on us, we can have something to protect ourselves.
Okay. So, what do you expect? What will happen today or in the next day? What is the feeling under you, under the protesters, about what will happen today? Will there be more attacks by the Promobar forces? We heard from some correspondents of Al Jazeera and CNN that the government is sending more Promobar forces in by buses. They are heading in your direction. So this is what we can hear in this moment. So what do you expect? What will happen today? And what are the demands of the protesters? What is their position on what they will do the next days? And for what end? What is the demand and what they will do to reach the demand?
Well, okay. I expect that there will be also another fight tonight to protect the Tahrir Square by the protesters against Mubarak. And there also there will be violence from pro-Mubarak side. I expect that the protesters against Mubarak will not give up under any circumstances the Tahrir Square. It's a matter of being life or death. So there will be another fight. Maybe it won't be as bad as yesterday because the new prime minister of Egypt apologized for what happened. So we expect the police to interfere a bit. We don't know. We are expecting tomorrow a huge demonstration all over the country, or maybe in Cairo, I don't know, because I'm not communicating that well with other people in other governorates, but we were expecting a huge demonstration, maybe a million people again, to show Mubarak that we, regardless of how many people he sends, or pays, or no matter how many supporters from Mubarak are, we are more and bigger in number, and we want to get our right. And he must step down, and our seven demands have to be fulfilled.
Okay, and the demands are that the Mubarak will resign. That it's the democratic process will begin, free elections and something like and all of this.
Yeah, Mubarak leaves, and then election, and he would leave the power for Omar Suleiman, the vice president, and then changing the constitution and so many things. But the first thing for the renegotiation is actually that Mubarak has to leave and step down because so much of blood is being shed for no real reason. And it's all the thing about stability of Mubarak's regime. It seems that it has nothing to do with stability other than him himself being in his position.
Yeah. One thing you can tell us in the end is about two things, about the journalists at first. We know that the presence of journalists and of the television, satellite television, is giving you security, because when the world is watching on the satellite channels, all the world is knowing what is going on the ground about the attacks and everything. So what we hear now is that the government and the security forces are trying to chase away to arrest all journalists that are on the ground. So maybe you can tell us about whether there are foreign journalists on Tahrir Square, whether they are present, and you still see people working for the press on the ground on your side.
Well, I didn't see anybody from live television, but I've seen so many journalists from magazines, French magazines, German, RTL, so on and so forth. So I've seen today some. I don't know if this is the case in everywhere, or is it just they're leaving them now. And yes, of course, we need the reporters so that Mubarak wouldn't, or like the regime or the system, wouldn't leave us in for a massacre against each other. Of course, we do care about this. And that's why when you contacted me, I really care for sending you the information and everything. And I think so many people will be ready to do that real time on the spot so that we can save our lives, we can save our message, and we'll be able to complete our mission.
Yeah, yeah. So the last question: what about the situation on the ground concerning hurt people? People get, that got hurt yesterday in the clashes. You have medical equipment there. You have doctors there. How many people are hurt and are still on Tahrir Square? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, here how it's managed here. We have a clinic or a hospital, if you call it. It's a mosque that we turned it into a hospital. And this hospital maybe has a capacity for like 300 people maximum. So this is like our intensive care. And then all the other volunteer doctors are all over the place, all over the Tahrir Square. And they help or give first aid for the injured people. But if they have a serious case, then they go to this hospital or intensive care. If it's really, really a hot case or somebody that's really in danger, then we send them with an ambulance to one of the big hospitals in Egypt. We did have, let's say, not less than 2,000 injured people, but not all of them, of course, they don't have serious injuries. It's not that hard. And most of them have been just like hit by a rock or something, by a stone or something. And we do have, I think, 3 died yesterday. I can't remember the number I asked, but I think it's like 2 or 3 people fell dead in our field. I don't know about the people whom we send them by the ambulance to another hospital. I don't know if they died or not.
Okay.
One last thing that I would like to add is that yesterday when we were fighting against pro Mubarak until like 6 in the morning, they entrapped us at the Egyptian Museum, and then we took this part, and then we decided to push them backwards. And we push ourselves forward until Abdelmenem Riyadh Square so that we can protect the Egyptian Museum.
Yeah.
Because they were throwing fireballs, and some of them went into the Egyptian Museum. And, of course, this is something that's really important for us as Egyptians, and we would not like to ruin it. And that's what Mubarak protesters or against Mubarak did. The people are against Mubarak. They fought. They fighted for like 5 hours more just to bring them backwards so that we can protect this place.
Okay, thank you very much. This were live impressions from the square, Tahrir Square, Liberation Square in Cairo.
Thank you.